Interior Info.
Lagos, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us on Dailies Today for today, Tuesday. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube. We're live on those two platforms. Nigeria Info 99.3 is what you need to search for. So you can watch us live and drop your comments there as we go along as well. Let's start with the Vanguard newspaper, page 14 of the Vanguard. Striking doctors call for sack of Ngige. Ehaniri, riders say Rivers doctors break ranks of NAD, resume work. Luth opens attendance register. National Hospital limits patients seen daily to 20.
Okay, let me quickly explain that the attendance register really is to put some power into the minister's threat that, you know, anybody who doesn't turn up for work is going to be fired. That's an old tactic that has never worked. And I'm surprised the minister, ironically, is a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect him to know the implication of a doctor strike on our people. Unfortunately, we are not good at record keeping and record sourcing. Otherwise, we would have had some figures to know how many people would have been directly affected and could have resulted in death
by this
strike that is going on. It's very unfortunate. Again, our president is, we know where he is, but he's not talking to us about this as usual. But this is a very, very, a doctor strike is even almost more important than elections, because we're talking about human lives here.
That's right.
We're talking about human lives here, and we are talking mainly about the masses out there who have no other alternative. Because what you have now is a lot of the masses are going. They're going to churches for deliverance rather than going to hospitals for treatment. Some of them will be getting treatment from half-baked nurses and midwives and so on and so forth. And, of course, you know where all that ends. I'd like us to treat our citizenry with much more concern and respect. But that is not happening. But let's see what happens here. Rivers doctors break ranks. And it says that doctors have resumed work in Rivers State. And said the decision to resume work after consultation with the state governor. What it means here is that Wiki probably moved in very quickly and said to them, look, I will pay you guys. You just start. You know, I don't want anyone to die. You just start working. That's what I call proactiveness. In a way, in our own crude situation here, it doesn't want anybody dead. So the doctors are back at work there. Though it doesn't confront the main issues. But at least you can continue to negotiate whilst you're still at work. And that to me is... Some people would say that they're breaking ranks in the strike and so on and so on. But hey, we are talking about human lives here. Human lives here. And Wike in that...
Essentially, what happened in Rivers is the fact that the governor had come out through Tami Danagogo, the commissioner for health there, that the doctors that are under the employ of the state should go back to work because the state government is not owing them a dime because they had joined the strike initially.
In solidarity.
So they had to, I mean, they have no choice as far as I'm concerned since they're not being owed by the state government. But the federal doctors are still on strike in Rivers State.
The politics in it is that, of course, Wike, number one, Wike is PDP, federal government is APC, so there's some politics. And two, it is being thought that Wike himself might have some political ambition to vie for either presidency or vice president.
Yeah.
So he's playing the right politics. Over at the end of the day, we are saving lives, which is what concerns us most in this regard. Luth has opened the register, you know, following...
The doctors are saying that the minister cannot threaten them with the register thing.
No, it's been done there weren't too many strikes when I was in university way back then. But over the years, no work, no pay. Even Abacha tried it, it didn't work. With all the force of Mustafa. You know, you remember Mustafa?
Yeah, Mustafa, yeah.
You remember what happened to the general who...
Yeah, he's trying to vie for president.
I know. You remember what happened to the general when he went to a major's office?
You know? All sorts of things. But,
all sorts of things. And I said, no attendance register at Yaba Psychiatric Hospital and some other whatever. But the story that interests me here is Issa Aremu, who is a top labor chief.
That's right.
And he says he has called for urgent reforms of industrial relations in the country's health sector. Okay, he is calling for industrial a reform of industrial relations because of the sensitivity. He said that it was time stakeholders in the health sector played by what he called the knowledge-based rules of collective bargaining, social dialogue, mediation, and conciliation to prevent incessant work stoppages in hospitals with attendant cost to lives. I had said that before. I don't know why you can't, you know, they can't find some union to go like NUPENG or NURTW to go on strike on their behalf. Look at us as a people now. If it was NURTW that had been on strike or NUPENG, it wouldn't go beyond for maximum 48 hours. Mm. But see how we are foot dragging, because it doesn't affect the elite directly. So Isai Ramu says that I have also been saying that delayed payment of salaries of medical personnel such as doctors, nurses and teachers amounted to wage theft, but so also indiscriminate indefinite strike under a COVID-19 amounts to willful, unacceptable industrial suicide. This should give us something to think about.
I agree totally. Let's go to this interesting page here. Tuesday, from this paper, Punch newspaper. Disqualified athletes. We will probe, uncover causes, says Dari.
He should be probed in the first instance. I don't. A man who should be probed is saying that we will probe. He should. By now, I expect the president should have issued him a query and set up a three-man team.
Yeah.
I know we know he won't resign, but said, you see, like Captain Blade always says, part of the problem we have here is that people are not punished for for misdemeanor in governance. I know one or two other countries in which Daddy would have been an ex-minister as we speak, but he says that he tries to explain it out. My late mom, God bless her wherever she is, she said this is campaign after election. He's trying to talk about all the efforts that were put in place to prevent that to prevent the sad incident of doping. Is that what they call it? Doping?
Yes.
Yes. But whatever it is you put together, it didn't work. But the good thing is that he says that he puts it this way. Crafty man. Listen how I put it. He says, as a minister, I must bear some institutional responsibility. Okay? No. You bear responsibility for... You are the minister. The buck stops on your table. And really and truly, there should be no...
He's trying to say that he's not to be faulted by the institution itself, the system itself.
He has the system. What is he talking about?
The system, perhaps, according to him, made it difficult for him to do...
Then he should... If he can't work, if he can't enforce what should be done within the system, it should allow somebody else to do the job. And he says that as a minister, I must bear some institutional responsibility. I also had to depend and expect that each person in the long and often technical chain will perform their role expeditiously and with precision. That's not that you. The buck stops on your table, Mr. Dari. The buck stops right there on your table. And he says he has ordered a full investigation that will not only uncover what happened, but we'll also recommend the process and so on and so forth. I think the federal government should set up, should order a full investigation, because who knows? How can he is involved, and he's the one setting up a full investigation. I don't quite catch that. Who is going to send him a report that indicts him? That would be the day. And he also talks about the Puma Kid deal. The $2.7 million Puma Kid deal. And said that the ministry would investigate what transpired. I mean, come on. It's difficult to believe that.
He's still continuing in that charade that made us lose that deal. That's what, well, anyways, the sports guys will break this down tomorrow on the Crossfire.
So I should keep quiet
now. No, please go on.
No, let me wait for
Please, please go on.
You know, it's not my forte. You have.
It's always.
We've heard it from the horse's mouth.
I think that he should resign.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's what I would do.
I think that he should resign.
He should resign on point of principle.
He should have resigned from Tokyo.
In India, there was a train crash. The Minister of Transport some years back resigned. A train crash. He resigned immediately that this should be happening. There are things we need to do as a mark of honor. Instead of trying so hard, who would we blame? in all this. We don't know all the nuances that go on there. We only know the minister. We don't know what goes on there. We don't, you know, we are not bothered.
Yeah.
He didn't tidy up, period.
It's just ridiculous and shameful at the same time. Quite ridiculous. Let's take this one from Vanguard, page 9. Lagos Assembly approves Sanwo-Olu's request for LCC ownership.
I'm yet to understand the implication of this. I am yet to understand. From my own naive perspective, okay, so you no longer have, the company is now owned fully by the Lagos State Government. And I wonder who owned it in the past, but that's neither here nor there. But there's some liability hanging around, a $53.9 million loan, okay, from the AFDB. But we are told that it has been resolved after a series of engagements before AFDB and LCC, and the state government to convert the loan to a public sector facility. To convert the loan to a public sector facility with the benefit of considerable reduction in interest charges. So after you've said all this torrency here, it still means that the state is liable to pay this money back.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
Yes, that's what it is. Okay. The state is paying the full money now.
Money now. Mm. Who took the loan? The LCC.
It's public-private.
What is public-private?
So you have 75% Lagos, 25% private.
Who are the private?
Combination conglomerate stock, of businesses. Stock, I'm saying that private businesses. So basically.
Okay, my friend.
Private. Oh my word, that got me.
I got to report the servicing of the loan obligations would be a maturity till August 2034. Will I still be around in 2034? You see, why?
You are not going anywhere.
Maybe I'm not yet still or not. But I keep telling her I used to keep an eye on some of these things. You need to keep an eye on some of these things. Your future is tied to all this. All said and done now. So if it is now owned by government and it is this and it is that and it is that and it is this, I hope we are not going to pay toll on that Lekki Expressway again. Maybe the link.
Of course, we're still going to pay.
You think so?
Why shouldn't we pay?
You think we should pay?
I think we should pay.
This is where we differ. To that tent, so Israel.
No, I think should pay.
I think all the arguments, that I've heard, I don't mind paying. Not that I mind paying, but all the arguments, the traffic, the attendance, whatever that goes with it, is what bothers me. Paying for me is neither here nor there. But this is where we part ways.
The payback of that loan to AFDB will now be removed from source, from Lagos allocation at the federal.
Wow.
Yes, that's what the story says.
So we have less funds to...
Yeah, well, you'll be collecting toll. You still have money. You still have money. 2034. I think... I don't know. My fear is the running of that route. That's just my fear. LCC, I think, LCC rather, maybe they were doing a good job in maintaining that route. So my fear is if Lagos takes over that route now, what becomes of that infrastructure?
Can you tell me what maintenance you actually saw visibly with your eyes?
Of course, I've seen many. They sweep that place, they sweep it, they fix potholes. Maybe not as quickly as we would have loved, but imagine if there was no maintenance at all.
So are you?
They then, have towing vans.
Are you then implying that the state government is not capable of doing these things?
Are you going to stand like an interviewer and interview? We're not going to go there.
I was catching my phone. I was catching my phone. The whole thing is messy from the beginning. Honestly, it's not straightforward. It's not transparent. It's not that clear. I think we need to call somebody in to come and explain to us.
I think it's necessary.
Yes, to come and explain.
The explanation is necessary.
Who do we call now? We call the Commissioner for Transport.
Let's call Olo. Olo is Commissioner for Finance. He needs to come and explain what this day is all about.
Maybe we should call the Deputy Governor. He's closer to where the buck stops.
Yeah, I think so too.
So who will call him? You or
is you now? Ah, you are the Baba now. It's you now. Ah.
Okay, Baba Venomon said,
Don't see Agbabo this one.
Don't see Agbabo this one.
But I think that explanation is very necessary.
And it's very necessary for us to know. And look, you young guys out there, please keep an eye on all these things.
Exactly. Thank you.
Keep an eye on all these things. Take your minds off people locking themselves up 24 hours in a room, enjoying themselves, hoping to win. Waste your time on other things. Keep an eye on all these things.
It's
something waiting for you. Hmm. 2034. How old would that be?
You shall be here, Sha. You probably still, you still hang out and still, we'll still talk.
Still come to this video.
Yeah, it's possible. It's actually possible.
The rate at which I'm losing my...
I don't
doubt it. The rate at which I'm losing my teeth now. I don't think I'm able to... The rate at which my teeth are falling off, I don't think...
No, you'll be fine.
Oh dear.
You'll be fine. Let's go to page 6 of the punch. Lagos lists conditions for Ladipo Market reopening.
Ladipo Market should not be reopened because it shouldn't have been there in the first instance. And whilst you might reopen it temporarily, I think you need to speed up the process that will move that market to a more industrial area. That's a residential area. Whoever approved that market in the first place has questions to answer. You will always have these problems. There's no running away from it. You will always have these problems. And the market itself has become a nuisance to the neighborhood. And it's unfortunate. But politics has dictated now that the Lagos government is very, very reluctant to move the market. So it won't look as if, to put it bluntly, it won't look as if they don't like our brothers from the east, who are the major occupants of the market. But between the government and the owners of the market, they need to bring out a plan so that that market can be moved within the next 12 months. You don't put a market like that in a residential neighborhood. You should have a wide expanse of land, well-structured, well-built, waste disposal. And what this is, it's unfortunate for residents in the area. Those who are tenants who pack their bag and baggage and run somewhere else. Those who own these houses are stuck there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are elderly now. So I'd rather say that conditions for market reopening, maybe, but you've got to move that market. Same applies to Computer Village. You've got to move these markets out of residential areas to where there's a wide expanse of land. You can build a proper market. What they sell, I'm telling you, what they sell, even if you move them as far as Shagamu, they will still make their money.
They will still make it, actually.
They'll make their money. After all, there's a wood, nearly. People go there every day. Mm-hmm. So, what are we talking about here?
Okay. we're going to go to page 9 of the Punch newspaper. This is quite interesting. Moderna vaccination starts Monday. FG condemns report. Okay.
Elijah Lai Mohammed was condemning the report that was trying to condemn, that talked about postponement. And he said the postponement was just strictly administrative. Excuse me. But what we are told there is that they have received 4.8 million doses of Moderna vaccine. And they'll start administering the doses from Monday, August 16th. Mm. And when vaccines arrive in the country, since they're taken to NAFDAC, it's given all the same old reasons that we have, in which case it just shows that you were not prepared in the first instance. So he talks a bit about the pandemic, and his belief is that if you have the two doses, it's not that you will not contract or you might not contract COVID, but you might not most likely not be hospitalized. Mm-hmm. So we're pleading with everybody. And this one is going to be for everybody over 18.
Yeah.
Philip, I know you're over 18. You can't adjust your age again. Huh? So everybody help me beg this man, this young man that I love so much. He should go and get this vaccine. And loads of people out there that I've had arguments with. Forget all the conspiracy theories. the majority of the world cannot be moving right and you move left. There'll always be conspiracy theories. I'm surprised people are done going, but we've had these conspiracy stories long before I was born, and it'll be there long after I'm gone. There's always something to counter. I saw one doctor saying, okay, the guy who led, one of the guys who led the campaign against vaccines, he died about 2 weeks ago in the UK. On his deathbed, they said he was crying that they should please give him the vaccine. So they told him, it's a preventive, it's not a curative.
Yeah,
it's supposed to prevent, not cure. So you have 4.8 million. I don't know how much of it will come to Lagos, but you better stand by and make sure that you are one of the recipients.
Mm.
There we go.
Now let's go to editorial from the Punch newspaper. Nigeria's show of shame in Tokyo Olympics.
This is the same old story we're talking about.
Yes, yes.
And it says that the editorial, the part that, you know, I won't mention that of the minister, I'll leave that to. But it says that Nigeria ought to tackle the fundamental weaknesses first. One of those is the government's overbearing influence on sports that sustains amateurism and mediocrity. And it says from 1999, the presidents, including Buhari, are guilty of instigating the fiasco with their farcical appointment of sports ministers. Almost invariably, all of them assume office with no antecedents in sports administration. They end up being ensnared by the system, failing to discharge their duty with any serious ethos. That must change. In a new era, the government should allow federations and the Nigerian Olympic Committee to stand on their own, avoiding the current farce between the ministry and the AFN. The government should limit itself to supporting the federations. This is the tested formula in most of Europe and the USA. This enables the government to reward athletes handsomely and motivate them, unlike the current pittance the government is handing out to medal winners. In South Africa, a gold medalist receives $37,000. And then another $30,500 from the U.S. Olympic Committee and a dizzying $737,000 for gold in Singapore. You better go and do a change of... No, you can do a citizenship. Which sport would you take part in?
Me? I'm a football player. I used to be a striker. Why is Philip laughing now? Philip, why are you laughing now? What is all? I used to be a football player. I used to.
What number jersey were you wearing?
No, I was a striker, actually.
Okay, you were a striker. Number jersey were you wearing?
Number nine.
Number nine.
They used to call me Kekere.
Irani?
Yes.
Who did you play for? ISCC or...
I'm not talking about big clubs now.
Okay, it was in school.
It wasn't even in school. It was... What's that name, Seth? I can't even remember the club's name.
You can't remember the club that you played for.
That was long ago now. I was small.
You can't remember the club Kekere played for.
I was small. I was very small. But I know the name of my coach. His name is Ngozi. We used to call him Ayante. Everybody that knows him
Ngozi
will be saying...
Ngozi is a woman's name. Right?
No, he's a guy. This one is a guy.
A guy, okay. But you can't remember the name of the club.
The fine guy. He used to have this Baggio hair.
So they called it, how many goals did you score?
I can't count. There was no record back then.
Why don't I believe you? Kekere. Why don't I believe you?
I'm not kidding.
You played football. So why did you stop?
School.
School, yeah. If it was now, Papa Quadri would still keep you playing.
I had it would have been all the for years and everything. Nah. Yeah, I think school is still one first.
Okay.
Let's take a
By the way,
story.
I was a goalkeeper when I was in school.
You're running. Goalkeeper.
Two goalkeepers. I won, I two.
How?
They always say, just put this one in the post. When the ball is coming, I turn the other way. Because in those days, our glasses were bottles, not plastic.
Not plastic, yeah.
But I remember I said, two goalkeepers, I won, I two. Me too, I was a footballer.
That's weird. What's coming up at night?
What's his name now? Honorable... What's his name? Sorry? Fuad Oki, yes. You know, I had the APC chairman on Saturday.
Yes, yes.
And Fuad Oki represents another group within the APC. Even though I got criticized for bringing him again, I got criticized in the social media. What is he going to say? Well, you must keep a balance, you know, and you must keep your eyes on what's going on there. Right. So he'll be here. And then just yesterday, I spoke to Chief Bode George. He has agreed to come on Sunday. Okay. On Saturday.
On Saturday. Fantastic.
Yes, so this is the week of politicking, minus the Diabumi Day.
Last week was the week of, what's that called? Inspiration?
Motivation.
Motivation, yeah. Motivation. Yeah. So this week is politicking.
Politicking, a lot of politicking. What will we do next week?
I don't know.
We'll talk about football. Think
football,
kicking,
right?
We have Kikiri as a guest.
No, don't have me. Don't have me. Oh my God, I will not hear the last of that.
You're not going to hear the last of that.
All right, Jimmy, thank you so much for coming.
All right, I'll see you all at 9.
Yeah, many thanks to you for staying tuned. We'll be right back after this time out. Stay with us. 6 o'clock.